Welcome on into the Point After, hanging out the Swamp Room. 5,400 veterans in Metairie hope to see you Hoodats out here after the black and gold unfortunately fall in the season opener to the Arizona Cardinals 20-13. Now time to get the Cajun Cannons take on the game. Bobby, it was a rough one, hard-fought battle for this black and gold bunch, and unfortunately could not extend that season-opening win streak in the Dome.
Well, I think this is going to happen more than not, so I know I'm going to get an ulcer. I know I'm going to get an ulcer at the end of the game. It's going to be torment. It's going to be torment. Deuce and I was talking about this in the pregame. In the red zone, you have to score. And you cannot be 1 of 4 in the red zone. You get down there, you got to get touchdowns. You're just not going to win. The NFL is just too tough. I mean, it's a being so close. Oh, we played hard, Bobby. We played hard, hard. What is that? What is that going to get you? A cup of coffee? I mean, you know, playing hard, but it's the pros. I mean, either you won or you lost, but I like the effort. They're playing hard for Coach Kellen Moore. But so close, but so far, like I said, you don't think Vegas knows what they're talking about?
Unreal.
That point spread was 6.5. What was the final score? 20-13. What? I said take the Saints and the points, and I lost by half a point. No, it's amazing. And to show you the parity in the league, we have now played the Cardinals 33 times in life. Whether they win St. Louis playing at Busch Stadium and now they're in Phoenix. It was 16-16, now it's 16-17. So we won 16 and lost 17. We all remember the most monumental game when we kicked their ass in the postseason to go to the Super Bowl. Remember, that was Kurt Warner and the Cardinals. That was then we ended up winning. So that counts. I just don't count the regular season series. So, and then we had their number at home. We were like 9-4 winning at home, whether it's Tulane Stadium, old school, Art of Superdome. Now it's 9-5. I don't know. I'm asking Coach Kellen Moore this because I'm a little spoiled with Sean Payton and Drew Brees. We always like pedal to the metal clock management at the end of the first half. It looks like the Cardinals were going to score, but we don't save your timeouts. We needed to utilize those timeouts at the second quarter. We'd have had roughly around a minute. And you know why you want to try and score at the end of the first half? Because it's a 2-for-1. We get the ball to start the third quarter. So that's how aggressive you have to play. And Coach Kellen Moore is going to learn from that, but I'm definitely going to bring that up. And like Deuce is saying, I preach this. I preach this whether it's the LSU Tigers, whether it's the Saints or high school football. Penalties. You might say, well, there's an effort penalty or you jump off sides, alignment and all that stuff. I don't know. Penalty is a penalty. All I know is I know this from Coach Moore, paying attention to detail, that you cannot have 9 penalties or more or 100 yards. It's like giving up a touchdown. What did we lose by? A touchdown.
Right.
Well, you know, you are not going to win when all said and done when you have these kind of penalties. You had 13 penalties, not 9, not 10, but 13. Than 89 yards.
What was it, 8 in the first half?
No, we had, I think we had 7. I want to say, 8. We had 8 for 59 yards
right.
In the first half. No, that was not good. That was, that'd be on the borderline for the whole game. And we had that in the first half. You cannot have that. You know why? Because it puts you behind the sticks. What I mean, Bobby, what are you talking about behind the sticks? Then you got 3rd and double digits. Or 2nd and 15, or 1st and 15.
Right.
No, the NFL's too good. You're not going to convert on 3rd down. That means you're not setting the tone. You're not possessing the football. What ended up happening, the Cardinals had the ball 7.5 minutes more than we did because on 3rd down, not good enough. No, I don't want to say we suck. Suck would be 20-some%. We were 35.5%, 5 of 14.
Right.
That's not good. And so I can look at all these things. But, oh, Abar, it's not all about the numbers. It is a lot about the numbers when you got great playing great. You pros. When you got pros, I'm telling you, all of that comes into play. What I am encouraged by, and not necessarily encouraged because the quarterback runs do count, and we were 1 before last stopping the run. Well, we gave up last year 4.9 yards against the run. Today we gave up 5.4. And I'm disappointed in that because I think we will be better long-term stopping the run, but not so much today. And all runs count, you might say. Well, Bobby, take away that chunk play. Why take it away? Because it all counts. Remember Benson had that 52-yard run?
You
can
hurt.
Yes, you cannot give up those type of runs. And Kyler Murray, you know, again, looking at Vegas, you like the over and under? A number of people said Kyler Murray over and under 25 rushing yards. I just think the way he runs around, he's going to have in his sleep more than 25 yards. Not that much. He only ended up with 38.
And Benson ended up averaging 8.6
well,
a carry.
It's by committee. And, you know, we like Calvin Kamara, 4.1 yard average. What I'm encouraged by is Kendre Miller and Devin Neal.
Right.
Kendre Miller averaged 4.8, Devin Neal 4.5. That's winning football. And what I do like I said, the Saints, we didn't average 3.8, 3.9. We're at 4.9 yard average. So not good
thumbs
stopping
up
the run, but that was very good us trying to run the football. I'm going to tell you, we have to be opportunistic or we're not going to win. What I mean by that is taking the football away. Not only do we got to protect it, we got to take the ball away. When the game is all said and done, and if it hits your hand, you have a chance to intercept it, you got to intercept it. Punch the ball out, whatever. Steve, you very seldom see a game, no fumbles, no interceptions.
Yeah.
No, so we're not minus, but we're not plus. We need to be plus. We need all the help we can have. And that was one thing what the Cardinals are trying to do. If you look at the turnover margin, what occurred last year, and one reason why that they weren't a playoff team, you know, we know we were, and we only won five games. We were -2 in the turnover margin. Last year, they were -3. So that's something they are working on. But there was no turnovers. So, like I said, we got to take away the football when all said and done. And again, the red zone efficiency, you cannot be 1 of 4. And then we would want them to be 1 of 3, not 2 of 3, 67%. Because that's going to be amongst the best if you're averaging around that in NFL, your red zone efficiency. And goal to go. If you got goal to go efficiency, man, we're inside the 10 yard line. First down, Saints, first and goal to go from the 7 or 8 yard line. You got to get in the end zone where we end up being 0 for 1. And they were, you know what they were? 2 for 2. See, so I'm like, can you finish? Can you finish? That's one thing that's about Spencer Rattler, and I said this in the pregame, I've said this in training camp, he's moving the team. I've seen him in drills when he's competing with Chuck and all that. He's moving the team, but how many times all of a sudden, he's moving the ball.
Got to finish.
And it was good for our defense because we would intercept the ball. You know, good for the defense. You get a takeaway, and not only are you stopping them, you know, ultimately you want them to settle for field goals. We'll be getting in the red zone, and we're not scoring. We have not. That's one thing. Now, you remember Jacksonville, how we wanted to end in the preseason. Mm-hmm. But you got to do that a bunch of times. You know, you got to be able to finish. So that's one thing. Spencer knows that we have to be able to finish in the red zone with all said and done. Again, I still think you might want Chris Olave or Rashid Shaheed to be the explosive go-to receivers. But I still think it's going to be Juwan Johnson. You know, if Juwan Johnson, you know, you got him in fantasy football, whatever, at tight end, and he got targeted the most, he got targeted 11 times, and Chris Olave got it targeted 13 times. But Juwan Johnson, 8 catches, 76 yards. He's going to have, if he's playing, he's going to have over 80 to 90 receptions.
So close to scoring at the end of the game, too.
Yes, and make the great catch.
Right.
And that was the long game, 21 yards. Marvin Harrison, I mean, I don't know, Kool-Aid, I want to drink the Kool-Aid on Kool-Aid, but he got a ways to go. Kool-Aid's competing, but he ain't no Lattimore. He's not even, to me, he's not even a Paulson or Debo. You know how, Debo was a little too handsy, and Lattimore, sometimes you didn't like his attitude. And I think McKinstry's playing hard, but he's going to get picked on.
For sure.
We saw that Devontae Adams, when they were going against the Rams. I go, we were playing the Rams right now. They would give him 15 targets. Now, you got to help out and mix it up, you know, with Kool-Aid. But, no, Marvin Harrison, they end up going after him. They target him 6 times, 5 catches. He had that 45-yard long gain. And then he also beat Kool-Aid on the touchdown.
Right.
You remember that short touchdown? I think it was only a 1 yard grab, but I could see Juwan Johnson definitely being involved, you know, with, as far as getting the targets and the catches. Now, the punting game, you look at the returning game, that all matters. We got to win on special teams because that has never been a liability. We've always been in the top 5 and not the top 3. Even though we don't have Dan Rizzi, we have Coach Galliano, we have to continue to excel and win in that area. I thought Kendre Miller was outstanding. You have a kick return for 43 yards. man, I guarantee, and you're averaging 29 yards, that'll be in the top three in the whole NFL. So that has to continue. Rashid Shaheed, only one punt return. He fair caught the other one, but 11 yards, double digits. That was a good thing. Now, not so much. The one thing about Kroger, I'm not talking about the grocery store Kroger. He might be related to him. I don't know. He won the net. This is a great net. He can punt it far, but sometimes you can't out punt your coverage. If you're going to punt it far, you got to angle it out of bounds and don't out kick your coverage. Well, he ended up having a 43-point net. They had a 42.5 with Gillikin. We know Blake Gillikin. He was here, and now he's there. He's a traveling all-star. You just have to make it wherever you can. But we did give up a punt return of 23 yards. See, that's where the punter has to grow and help him when you're trying to flip the field, and all that matters. Now, looking from a defensive perspective, Pete Werner led the team in tackles. Look, he had 9 total tackles, 7 and assists. He had a sack, a quarterback hurry. DeMario Davis, he doesn't look like an old man. He had a couple tackles for loss. He also had 9 combined tackles. The two players on defense that disappointed me, one of them we paid a lot of money, and he's a homeboy, Dutchtown, Justin Reed,
right,
from the Chiefs. Justin Reed, I got to get this in my notes, because this is a significant drive at the time. You know, when you dare to make the tackle, or are you going to make the tackle, or are you going to miss the tackle?
Quarter?
No, that was the third quarter, I want to say. I have to find out. I'm going to find exactly, but he missed the tackle on that particular play. And I want to say it was like a 3rd and 12 situation. I'm going to find it. Yeah, Steve, whatever. But the point was, Justin Reed, he missed the tackle, and we did had to punt.
Yeah.
And then he also,
I think that was second.
It was second quarter.
I think so.
Yeah, because I talked about that at halftime. I should have remembered that. And then he also, got beaten up pass coverage. Yeah, here it is right here. It was, at the time, the score was 10-10. And they end up sustaining. They went 10 plays, 71 yards. If Justin Reed, we need him to come up big. He did not come up there. It was 3rd and 10. He hit McBride, 12-yard gain. Make the tackle. And then he also, McBride beat him in coverage for a 25-yard gain. And then Connor ended up, Murray to Connor, that little flip play, 4-yard touchdown to make it 17-10. You need your great players to play great. I'm not putting any added pressure. It's just the way it is. And that was, so I was a little disappointed in Kool-Aid, a little bit in Justin Reed. I thought, you know, we always talk about diamond in the rough. You know who truly was not a diamond in the rough, but a diamond? I mean, he's a shiny old diamond. Cam Jordan. Cam Jordan
was
awesome.
Just polish him up a little.
Cam Jordan, look, he set the tone, minus 11. You remember at the beginning of the game? A great defensive start, minus 11. He gets Colin Irvin. That's a hard dude to track down. Look at Cam Jordan, a sack and a half. He ended up with 3 total tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 2 quarterback hurries, a pass defended.
Filling up that stat sheet.
Filling up. That's what Carl Grandison. I thought the guys that were familiar with Carl Grandison and Cam Jordan, they both had a sack and a half. Carl Grandison, a tackle for loss, quarterback hurry, and 2 passes defended. Now, you look at special teams, that area, your covered units. And that's one reason why he made the team over. You look at who's the guy, the linebacker from Appalachian State that went to the Bears?
DeMarco Jackson.
DeMarco Jackson. They kept Stallbird instead.
Right.
DeMarco Jackson or Nephi Sewell. You know, Stallbird led the team in special teams tackles with 2. So doing his job, a young guy, getting that kind of that tweener, a big safety, smallest linebacker, but he could contribute at a high level on special teams. But I think we're just going to have these type of games every time. It's not nothing going to be easy. When we win this year, we need a little bit of luck. The ball bounced our way, and we got to take it away.
Like you said, between my heart and my stomach, I don't know if it's going to be able to take it this year.
No, because it's going to be and you know what? And this is the kind of game we have to win. We're not going to be in those shootouts. If a team scores 30-some points against us, I'd say shame on our defense, and we're not going to keep pace. No, I think it's going to be like a 2013 it's going to be like 17-13 or those type of games I think we're going to see throughout the season. It ain't going to get easier. The 49ers are coming to town. You can see our next opponent right now. They on the late game playing against the Seattle Seahawks. It's now 7-7. 49ers coming to town. And then I think we go to Seattle, right? And then we go to the Buffalo Bills. No, I'm telling you, that's why I just got to find a way to win.
We got the left coast and the east coast.
Yeah, give me an ugly win versus, boy, look how entertaining we were, but we lost. No, I'd rather win ugly. I'd rather win 3-2. You know what? Boy, that was some terrible football. They got to say that we kicked the field goal.
Victory is pretty.
A baseball score. We won 3-2 versus, I don't know, but it was 38-37, but we didn't win. No, give me an ugly win, because it's all about did you win or lose the game. And, boy, just a gut-wrenching loss, because the Saints are right there at the end. They were fighting hard. And, you know, the Who Dat Nation was there to cheer. You know, and they set the tone at the beginning. And when you look at it, at the beginning of the game, the crowd was into it. We already had 3 sacks. Even though we were down 3-0, we took the lead. We were able to play at the right time, stand up and get crunk.
We were crunking.
We went 10 plays, 75 yards. Alvin Kamara, 18-yard touchdown. And that was a red zone touchdown. But we need to have more of that in the red zone.